Well, if you've ever seen the critically acclaimed HBO television series The Wire, you recognize the name Wendell Pierce. He plays the cigar-smoking, hard-drinking detective Bunk Moreland. Good morning, Bunk.
Good morning.
Hey, Wendell, I got a question. It's just sort of a between you and me kind of thing. It's safe to say that you can't get a script greenlighted in Hollywood who's a trombonist unless they actually are also from New Orleans, right?
I would think so.
Well, you are.
Especially, you have to be swinging, if you play the trombone.
Exactly. And the character that you play in Tremé, which is your collaboration with David Simon, the writer and creator of The Wire, Tremé is all about a neighborhood coming back from Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. First of all,
Tremé is a very historic neighborhood here in New Orleans, where basically the birthplace of the culture and jazz specifically. And instead of another show called New Orleans, we thought it would be better if it was named after Tremé. It's a metaphor for the entire recovery of what's happening here.
And who better to get to do that project than the president of the Pontchartrain Park Community Development Corporation? Pontchartrain is a neighborhood that you grew up in. First of all, how do you dually develop a fictional property, a film, an HBO series in New Orleans, and try to spearhead the actual redevelopment effort as a matter of reality?
Well, I think it's really pretty easy to do the dual role. The hard thing is actually getting the work done of the recovery, because it's been a real slog here in New Orleans because of red tape and bureaucracy and politics. But we have to realize that we are in a disaster zone, and this has never happened before. But it's pretty interesting to be in a situation where art is imitating life and life is imitating art. But people in Pontchartrain Park, it's a neighborhood I grew up in that, you know, it's strong, resilient folk who are exercising their right of self-determination to come back. We knew that if we didn't take it upon ourselves to take hold of the reins, that we were going to be sitting in blight for many years to come.
You know, there's this thing called the Harper's Index in Harper's Magazine, and when Miami Vice was a big hit series, I remember one of the biggest lines in the Harper's Index was the budget for one episode of Miami Vice versus the actual budget of the Miami Vice Police Department down there in Miami. What's the scale of this HBO film in terms of the amount of money, resources being put to it versus the resources that you need to really rebuild the actual neighborhoods that are so important to you?
Well, I'm not privy to how much HBO is probably spending on each episode. I'm sure, you know, if it's comparable to The Wire or something, it's probably, you know, upward of a million. We have garnered the attention of the financial world here of New Orleans and the foundation world here in New Orleans. And so our effort is finally being closed out when it comes to our financing. So three or four episodes of an HBO show can get our neighborhood back up and running.
That's good. That's a good scale. That's a good rule of thumb there. You want 500 homes, affordable, energy-efficient homes in the Pontchartrain Park community. It's beyond
energy-efficient. We're talking the base home is geothermal and then solar packages. Option, a solar package that you can go up from there. So we're talking about net zero cost of energy. We are a development that is going to have energy costs annually of maybe $800 per home. And if you have the solar package, you're not going to have any energy cost. And that's in a city where, you know, it can cost about $4,000 or $5,000 for energy in the course of a year.
Wendell, you know, the Pontchartrain neighborhood is so historically well known for the African-American community that's there. It's produced some highly accomplished and well-known people. And I was really interested to read that one of the things that motivated you to get involved in this on such a deep level was that you saw some development plans for the community and you were worried it was going to get gentrified out of its diversity. Is that right?
Well, no. Actually, it was the plans were to let it go to nothing. Basically, You know, I feel here in New Orleans, especially after the disaster, there, you know, there's an element of people who do not have our best interests at heart. And yes.
You're sure about that?
And it would be in their best interest that no one comes back, and then there's going to be this huge land grab. And our community was slated to become swamp again. And so I knew that when people decided that a 17th century flood protection plan of a swamp area surrounding, you know, downtown New Orleans was their idea of progress, I knew that they didn't have our best interests at heart. But really, it was like doing everything possible not to let people come back. You know, the only thing that's really been done on scale in New Orleans over the past 4 years is to get rid of housing. And, you know, in a city that has 60,000 homes that need to be replenished. So I knew that it was on us to take the reins, or our community, which is so convenient for a redevelopment of a gated community, because we're anchored by a golf course and multi-denominational churches and a college, and it's very easy to just put up the gates and move everyone out and regentrify that way. So
the tough thing,
took it
though,
upon
is
ourselves to change that.
The older generation has had trouble coming back to the Pontchartrain community. What's your pitch to the young people to actually make this place their home?
Well, the pitch to the young people is the fact that we have those very assets I was speaking of, multi-denominational churches, a great setting of this historic golf course developed by Joseph Bartholomew in the center of it. It's a golf course community. The fact that you have parks, green space, homes, conveniently closely located to the lakefront, which is, you know, a great recreational place, and then also to have first-time home buyer subsidies and the energy tax break of $12,500 if you have the geothermal and solar packages. So it's all of those assets to come back. Also, our community has been 97% home ownership before the storm. So
let's
it's second generation.
So the mission is to get back to that level of home ownership again. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Wendell Pierce, he speaks with the passion of a land developer, but the sound of a baritone. Wendell Pierce, of course, actor from The Wire. You'll be able to see him in Tremé. It's shooting this fall, and we should see it on HBO sometime next year. Definitely part of the rebuilding of New Orleans. Thank you, Wendell.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.